Dear black people, my name is Danny Matherson. I am 6 years old and live in West Plains, New Jersey. Today at school, we learned about slavery and how mean people were to the slaves. I think that was bad, and I'm glad that there are no more slaves anymore and that black people have freedom. I am sorry for all of the things that white people did to black people, and I hope you are not sad about it anymore. Love, Danny. P.S. Could you give my daddy his lawnmower back?
Dear Danny Matherson, shut the fuck up! We got half a mind to come kick your ass and the asses of all y'all motherfuckers in West Plains, New Jersey. Drop your faggot ass shit with your I hope you ain't sad no more. I'm sorry for all the things white people done bullshit. You can't apologize for 400 motherfucking years of oppression with some half-ass school project and expect everything to be peaches and cream. If we ever see you, we will kick your fucking ass so hard that candy will come out. Sincerely, the black people. P.S. Fuck your dad's lawnmower. We don't even got that shit no more.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, August 27, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 78 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Montana fucking time. How are you?
Feeling pretty fucking good right now.
Pretty fucking good or pretty fucking drunk?
A little bit of both.
Nice. Well, yeah, thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday show. We have a full fucking house. This is the most people we've ever had in my place.
Ever.
For one, just in my house.
Right.
Which I don't know how cool I am with it, but it's okay.
Usually it's just you and me and maybe Odie or something.
So, yeah, we do have Odie in the studio tonight. Hi, Odie.
Hey. Go fuck yourself.
How are you?
Great.
All right. And we got a couple other people just sitting out. They're not mic'd because they're afraid of microphones and whatnot. But yeah. So the first thing I do want to mention before we get into everything else is that I did put in another sticker order. So we should be getting those here.
You did?
I did.
You didn't even tell me this.
Yes. I just...
Nice. How many did you order this time?
The same amount, but I told him to make them a little bit smaller this time.
Gotcha.
That way we'll get more, because those were pretty big.
And yeah, they were.
They were a pain in the fucking ass to get, like, perfectly flat and
actually,
shit.
I found the perfect technique. I can do it perfect now.
Can you?
Yeah.
It's good that you learn the perfect technique when we are all out of stickers.
Right. Well, now when we go sticker the town again... I'll know how to do
right,
it.
Right, you'll be ready.
Yeah.
So, this time we're not going to just give them away like we did last time. You know the goods, you've seen the goods, you've tested them out. The one on my car is still on my car. The weather can't fucking phase these stickers. Nothing.
Oh, they're so amazing.
They're fucking, yeah, dude, they're like titanium alloy stickers. They're just impervious to anything you could fucking throw
Even
at
if
them.
You try and take them off, it's fucking hard.
Right, so we're going to charge, I didn't write down what we were going to charge. What are we charging for these?
I don't know.
Like, two for $5? Because you can make, we have $5. That's the least amount you can donate on our PayPal thing. So I say, you give us $5, we'll give you like two or three stickers. So
I'd say more than two. I'd say like three or four.
Yeah, you would say that because you didn't pay for them, did you?
I don't know how much you spent
on them. Fucking prick.
Depending on, I mean, I guess it depends on how much they cost, you know.
Well, yeah.
Maybe we should discuss this matter at a later date.
All right. So yeah, just PayPal us some money and... You'll get, for no extra charge, not only will you get stickers, but you will also get the satisfaction of knowing that you have helped bring me one step closer to being happy and getting the fuck out of here for a few months. And then after those few months, we'll have a nice book or two we'll be coming out with. Well, I will try, hopefully be,
right.
If I'm not too busy having sex and stuff and being happy. I don't know. So
you aren't going to do shit while you're there.
I know. I'm going to chill.
Nothing's going to happen.
No, I'm going to eat a lot of Mexican food, and I'm going to take a trip.
Are you even going to do the show anymore?
Yeah. I don't know if while I'm down there, I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to. Do you have long distance to Argentina?
I don't know.
All
right. We better do it over the internet. We better do it from Skype or something.
Oh, yeah, we have Skype
now. We can do Skype.
We're still trying to get that all sorted out. But the other thing I wanted to mention is I've been reading this book, and it's called Stuff White People Like. And it's a comedy book written by one Christian Lander. And I've never interviewed like a real author or
person.
A real person for that matter, and so I figured, you know what, he did this website stuffpeoplelike.com, and then he made it into a book, and I just decided to email him just for the fuck of it. I wasn't expecting any reply or anything like that, and he actually emailed me back, and it is all about coming on the show to talk about the book and all that stuff. So I think on Monday is when we set up the time to have him
did
on
you
the
already
show.
Arrange it with him?
Yeah,
this guy's so. From Kalispell?
No, he's he lives in New York.
He's coming all the way to Kalispell to do the show, or do it from New York?
Over the phone.
Right. Oh, that's fucking weak.
What?
Dude, that's a long way to go just to be on our show.
Yeah, here, let me take money out of my airplane fund to fly him down here for a 15-minute interview.
Yeah,
that
cool.
would be good.
Well, we could do it over the internet for free.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with that route. So I was working at Anna's the other night, and this doesn't just happen there. I notice it a lot in town. But do you ever notice when people, even if they're going to a place for like 2 minutes, like you go to a gas station, you park right in fucking front, right?
You get as close as you can.
Right. You get out, and for like 2 minutes, you're fucking in the store. But every single fucking time, they have to like turn their car alarm on.
Of course.
But they don't do it like silently. They have
it's
to
like,
make it. Yeah. And it's like, look at me. I have a car that has a car alarm in it. And when that shit first came out, I could understand, okay, because it's new and shit. But now what happens when you hear a fucking car alarm?
You're just like, shut the fucking thing
right.
off.
Nobody even thinks anymore.
Car alarms don't do any good, except if it's going off at night. Someone's probably calling a tow truck to get that thing fucking out of there.
Someone's calling someone else because they're pissed it's going off. Not, oh, I should go out there and see if my neighbor's shit's getting jacked.
Right,
because
that's the whole point of it going off, is that so people know your car's getting
but
stolen.
Because nowadays, people will hit other people's cars with shopping carts or
just
door walk by and smack them like we like to do just randomly to see if you can make it go off.
That's
and
one
shit.
Of my favorite games.
Yeah, when my friend lives in Spokane, he had this Dodge Neon that had these dual exhaust pipes, and it was really fucking loud. I don't know if I told this story before, but we would go up in all these parking garages.
You told about how it got stolen.
Oh, yeah, three times. No, it got broken into twice, and then the third time, they actually stole the whole car.
Right.
They were
you
like,
think it was the same people every time?
Probably. The first time, it was like all his CDs and the deck. The second time, it was all of the speakers. The third time, it was the whole fucking car. They're like, dude, we might as well just take the whole fucking thing.
Right, might as well.
They didn't just fucking steal it to, like, steal it. They fucking stole the car, went somewhere, undid the oil cap on the bottom so the oil drained out, and then drove it until it stopped moving, pretty much.
Wow.
And then left it there.
Fucking assholes.
Just a dick fucking move, right? But before all that shit happened, we used to roll around in these parking garages where it's all enclosed so everything echoes, and you'd hit the gas in like second gear and just fly down, and like all the car alarms would start going off like one right after another. It was the greatest thing. But like no one would ever come running because, oh my god, my car's getting stolen.
No, people just get really annoyed that there's all this noise outside.
Right, and nowadays people won't even like go out to look at it. They'll just fucking, you'll hear it like doot doot, and then it stops. It's like, I could have just been stealing your shit, and like they don't even look out the window. They're just like, oh fuck,
they're
this
useless.
Again. Yeah, but it's so annoying because I'm sitting out there reading and smoking and writing notes for the show and shit, and like every person, it seemed like, and I used to have a car that had an alarm on it. I know there's a fucking button that you can push that'll make it do its thing, but silently.
Right.
But they don't fucking do that.
No.
It's like,
it's cool
a
to
status
fucking make noise.
Yeah, it's a status. It's like, look at me. I have a fucking car alarm. I make fucking $400 a month payments for this piece of shit. It's like, it's just stupid. And the people that do that are always just douchey fucking people. You can tell a douche by the way he carries himself.
Right.
Yeah. It's just fucking annoying.
This looks
so
like a
if
douche.
You have a car alarm, just stop it. The next thing I want to mention, Saturday, August 30th, if you guys are local, there is a free metal show at the LaSalle Grange. It is 21 and up, so I guess none of our fans can go. But
bummer.
Yeah, 7 p.m., Enemy Mine, Mass Bloodshed, Ada Kareen, Blacklist, and Drain Bamage is playing. And I think it's for some chick's birthday party. But
it's the girl who owns Porkchop Records.
It is her? I was wondering. I asked the kid from Enemy Mine if that's who it was, and he didn't know. He's just here to play
it's her
some music.
Birthday party.
All right, well, happy birthday to you on Saturday, and we'll be there, so if you guys want to hang out and fucking mosh to some metal and whatever the fuck,
get drunk.
7 p.m. LaSalle Grange, August 30th this Saturday. So, yeah. The next thing, have you ever heard of GroupHug.us?
I have never.
Have you, Odie?
I never heard of nothing gay before.
GroupHug?
No.
This is the greatest site in the world. What GroupHug.us is, if you go there, it's anonymous confessions. And this kind of goes with the whole people on the internet will just say whatever the fuck.
So it's like going to church to the confessional. And
it's like going to church plus keyboard commandos multiplied by...
You don't have to leave your house.
The third power of fucking you're an idiot times four. Mm. And this is what you get. Basically, it's just... It goes to show that people, when they know they're anonymous, and on top of the site being anonymous, you're on your computer, so nobody fucking is going to come and be like, man, you're a real piece of shit for that. Like, they'll say anything.
Right, because there's no repercussions to
right.
it.
So what we're going to do is just kind of go through a few of these and read some of them. They kind of rank, it's all by numbers because it's anonymous, so I'm just going to kind of go down the line here. My ex-girlfriend gave me a terrible, just not enough time excuse when she broke up with me, then immediately started dating other guys.
Of course.
Of course. Why else would you break up with somebody unless you saw somebody else that you wanted?
Right.
And you know what? More times than not, when that happens, like, say, I break up with this girl because I want to date this other girl, you finally break up with your girlfriend and you go to the other girl and it never works out.
Of
and then
not.
You have to fucking
and then you have to try and get back with your last girlfriend.
Right, you have to try to explain why you did that when your foot's in your mouth, and it's just a whole fucking to-do.
Oh.
She would never admit that she just didn't love me anymore, and that's what hurts the most. Oh, group hug. She wants to be friends, but I have no trust in her. I'm going to give that one a hug. You can hug them or you can flag them. And if you hug them, they'll stay on the site longer. And if you flag them, they'll get removed. Next one. I'm a virgin because sex is easy. What kind of sex are you having?
Yeah.
It's easy if you're packing the pills to fucking get the job done, I guess. I don't know. Anyone can and everyone does eventually get some.
So might as well do it now because it's awesome.
Mere sex is not worth much to me.
Well, you are a sad, sad person.
Yeah. See, not everybody eventually does get some.
No, this person.
Some people never get some.
See, that's why they come up with lame excuses like this. So they can be like, it's okay that I haven't had sex. It's my choice.
Sex is so easy, I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
I'm into challenges.
I haven't had sex because I haven't gone out to have sex, not because I just can't.
You want a challenge with sex? Try to fuck somebody that doesn't want to fuck you. Now there's a challenge.
Yeah, have fun.
Is dope.
Not easy. Some of my close friends have no idea how much pot I smoke.
Wow.
Amen.
No, they know.
I barely know. Have more of a clue. Wow. Next one. Everything reminds me of him. All right. Next
Flag.
One after that, everything reminds me of her. No. I'm absolutely disgusted by all the corruption in the world.
Amen.
Brother. Amen to that as well. Hug.
Was that you?
Negative. I'll tell you the one I wrote. If it's
did
on
you
here.
Write one?
I fucking write random shit on here all the time.
Wow.
It's great.
Have you known about this site for a while?
Oh, yeah, for like
really?
A couple
and now
years.
You're telling me about it?
Well, I didn't remember it till just like the other night. I was like, oh, man, I wonder if Group Hug's still around.
You are one of the gays.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Odie. But I think about this quite often. Though this may sound blasphemous, I would die for every single one of you.
Wow, that's some dedication.
Would
even
you
me?
Say that for you, friends, for you, Braden, and for me?
Well, I wouldn't die for you, whoever said that.
No.
Yeah, definitely
you.
Not.
Hey, I would kill him for you.
Thank you, Matt.
Hey.
I would kill him for you, too.
That's
her.
Right. Or her.
Yeah.
We don't know, because it's anonymous.
I ain't afraid to kill a girl.
Let's see. If there was a chance that I could take away all the infidelity, the pain of losing someone, being alone, believing there's no chance for you to be happy. I'm sorry, guys. I have to... Oh, God.
He's going to squirt some real quick.
Believing there's no chance for you to be happy in this life, every sorrow any of you feel, I would take all this pain. I would take it all on me and I would sacrifice myself to make this world better. I don't want attention. Nay, I do not want attention, nor do I want to be a martyr. I just want to help. Though we'll never meet, or you. You may not care. You're not alone. I care about you. I love you. Please stop hurting yourselves and others.
Wow, that's touching.
Why would flag, you put that on the internet if you didn't want attention?
Flag for removal. My hair is always flat ironed straight. Today, it was really humid out, and my hair got ruined and turned all frizzy and wavy again. It honestly spoiled my whole day.
Jesus, you might as well just Twitter that shit.
Oh, God. Dear Christ.
I know, right? Oh, man. I'm confessing this because it made me realize how shallow I truly am. Yeah. You're like, I wonder why my friends say I'm shallow. I don't know. Some people are totally fucked up in the head beyond their control and all alone in the world. And I start thinking thoughts like, man, my hair's looking really fucking frizzy today. Or life is shit and everyone can kiss my fucking ass because I had a bad hair day. I feel somewhat ashamed, as you should.
I'm ashamed of you.
This guy right above you is ready to kill himself because he loves you. And all you can think about is your bad hair day. It's a good thing this is anonymous. I'd send you a punchinthefacepunch.com. Next one.
Get your IP address.
I'm jealous. Next one. I'm afraid I'd rather be mysterious than be close with someone.
Ooh.
You know who with the kind of people that say that?
Chomos.
People that are alone or chomos. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or chomos. Can't
stick their fingers in little kids' butts.
Right. Hey, since I can't be with the child of my dreams, I'd rather be alone. I'd rather be mysterious.
It's because you don't have a choice.
Right. In the first grade, I discovered that by stimulating my, quote, private parts, I could induce a really nice feeling.
Mm.
Been doing it ever since.
Wow, what a confession that one is.
Oh, my God. Let's see. I hate the girl that he chose instead of me. Excuse me.
Hey, we got a show here.
What? We're doing a show?
I know.
Okay.
What's the problem?
I can hear you.
I can also hear you. Could you hear them? Yeah. Okay.
See?
Fucking nobody else could.
I hate the girl that he chose instead of me. I am obsessed with this guy. I know he is an ass and only talks to me when he wants something, but I am self-destructive, so I'll give it to him. Mm. I want to be done with him so badly, but I can't. I can't even take him off my buddy list. You get a round of yeah, woo! Oh my God, you know that you fucked up when you get blocked from some. You go to send a message. Hi, how's it going? This message could not be delivered because the person you tried to send it to thinks you're a prick. And you got fucking blocked.
Go fuck yourself.
You, sir, can go fuck yourself. Waiting for the site to load.
Cool. Or is this really fast internet you have, Matt?
It's being lagged by how many people are listening live right now?
Five.
That's where it went. Last night, the Posies came on the radio and the song was just right for the moment. And at just that moment, someone asked me what song would be just right for that moment. So I took a moment and I thought, And then I said, the Posies. I'm deeply in love with this girl I know, and we just told each other we are going to confess. I hope she wrote about me. I hope she anonymously wrote about me on this fucking anonymous website.
Because like you would know.
Sometimes all I want to do is have hot, dirty sex with a random and then just walk away. Yeehaw.
I think everybody wants to do that. Why post that?
Right?
Yeah. What a confession, huh?
That's everybody's dream.
Is this like...
Why not?
Dangerouslyobvious.com? All right. he thinks I just want to be his friend, when really, I want to fuck his brains out.
Mm. Wait, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Are these two gay guys?
I don't know. This is,
oh, that I'm sounds just, like something a gay
it's anonymous,
guy
so it doesn't, you don't know.
I don't think I would be obsessed with you if you didn't live so damn close to me. Seriously, bitch, move away. Or just tell me what the hell is going on. We can relate to that.
I totally relate.
Just tell us what's going on,
just
bitch.
Just talk to me.
I didn't get to the end of our story before I put the book back on the shelf. How did it end? I don't know. I'm asking you.
You gotta let me know.
Hey.
You're the only one that knows.
If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
Fill me in.
Ax somebody.
You better ax
somebody.
You better ax body
no,
spray
no,
somebody.
No, word for that. Ask.
Ax?
A-S-K.
Sorry. I play
close
the,
enough.
I play The Sims all the time and create a perfect life for a friend and I. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you have more friends on MySpace than you do in real life?
Okay. Everyone does.
Go outside more.
Matt, go fuck yourself. Okay. I do too.
How many friends do you have? 300?
Yeah. Oh, you got me. But my 300 are like Spartans.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. We go to war each and
I'm sure
every day.
You know
day.
All of them.
No.
No.
Not at all. Let's see. Where we are in love, have no genital sex several times a day. Is it sex if you don't use your genitals?
I don't think so. How do you have sex without either of your genitals?
Is that
involved?
Like dry humping?
Like getting
but that's
fucked
involving
in the mouth.
Your genitals still. I mean, they're rubbing together.
Are you talking like
they're just closing the way?
That's ass to ass. I get
no,
what you're talking
about. I say fucking
about.
Someone in the mouth is sex.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking someone,
right.
You know.
Hey, if the word fuck is involved,
it's sex.
Yeah. It's sex.
Right.
That's right. I don't have kids because kids in The Sims ruin your life. That's that game is really realistic.
Wow.
Because, hey, you know what? Kids in real life ruin your life. They'll ruin your real life, your second life, your Sim life, your fucking GTA life.
Life you have.
They ruin it all. Your vagina's life? Fuck. It's over.
Oh,
once you have kids.
Your sex life?
Yeah. Mostly your sex
that
life.
That one especially.
Your fun life turns into your misery life. But he always ends up cheating on me with a neighborhood slut.
Hey, imagine that.
The Sims have neighborhood sluts?
Apparently.
Is that like a cheat? Yeah, I'm getting the nod by a guest one over here with a weird, creepy smile. Yeah, and you can pick their gender. He always ends up cheating on me. I guess people don't change, even in a game.
So true. So true. Hey, what's
okay.
The secrecy over here?
I'm about to stop the show and start kicking somebody's ass.
Why?
Because...
he keeps giving me more alcohol.
Okay. Well, can you do it quietly?
I can tell.
I have. Fuck you.
I have issues. Like today, I invited some people over to come listen in on the show. Listen being the key word. No. I have issues. Like today, I was at a kind of convention-y. Convention-y.
That's what it says.
A convention-y
a
thing.
Convention?
A convention.
And there's this boy there who I have half-liked for, like, 3 years. So is that, like, you totally liked him for, like, a year and a half?
And then you half-liked him?
Nothing serious.
No.
Oh, like, on the internet.
What?
Like, when you like somebody on the internet,
it's
that's...
half-like.
Right.
Because it's only the internet?
Right, exactly.
You sure it's only half? Maybe it's, like, one-third-like.
No, it's more than a third. You know where they live and everything. It's
I point like 129 like you.
All
right. That's right. Nothing
awesome.
Serious, but he's a definite cutie. Anyway, I've been told many a time that I am very beautiful, but for some fucked up reason, and I think I act like this often, I went and hid in the bathroom for like 20 minutes of the 30-minute recess section when you all socialize, and then went back to my friends, half hoping I'd run into them, half not. What?
What are
Is
you
this
saying?
A confession or a fucking... story. Jesus Christ. Then I went to the other bathroom and hit again. It's because I wasn't sure if I was hot enough. If you don't know if you're hot enough, you're probably not.
Probably not.
Just
no.
Saying. I was also scared of an awkward conversation and that my anxiety, I'd freak out and say something stupid. So instead, I decided to just type it on here. I hate my personality, so I kind of try to fix myself up into someone a boy would like. You're a dude? Flag for removal.
I think we've done enough of these.
All right, two more.
There's a lot.
I took this girl's virginity when I was 25 and she was 20. I've never had a girl like me more in my life. You know, did you ever hear that back when you were virgin and shit? Like last year when they say that whoever takes the girl's virginity, she will love forever. Like,
I don't think I've ever heard that.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They kind of, have you seen the movie Wedding Crashers?
No. Yes.
Yeah, they kind of talk about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. She would have done anything for me and did double smiley face.
Double?
But I got her to fuck me by telling her I loved her, and I lied. After I was inside her, I told her that I wanted my babies to have her eyes, and then I took out my knife and I took her eyes. I knew the whole time that I was duping her, but I was just so drunk and horny that I would have said anything to her. It feels good to confess. But if she were here again right now, I would do the same shit just to suck on her exquisite tits and be inside her tender pussy. I want to fuck you again. Holy shit.
Wow.
Is this site for chimos or what?
Apparently.
Guess. Holy shit.
I rented a hotel room with my current boyfriend. I laid down, and after about half an hour, I couldn't sleep. My boyfriend thought I was asleep. He started fingering me, not knowing that I was awake. I let him do it. I feel disgusting. Yes!
Wow.
Congratulations, internet. Once again, fulfilling my knowledge that people on the internet are fucking losers. All right, well, that is about it. Are you ready to do some news here? Episode 78?
Yeah.
Two more to 80, and then 20 more to 100.
We're getting close.
Oh, my God.
It's sneaking up on me, actually.
I'll be too excited during show 100 to even talk.
It's really starting to amaze me how many episodes.
I know.
Done.
It's not like just the number of episodes. It's going back and looking at the folder that they're all in.
Right.
And
it's going like 8 gigs of fucking.
Yeah.
The
and just
hole.
Thinking like that is over 79, over 80 hours of us just talking.
Yeah.
And you people like it. Like, that's weird. I like to hear myself talk, but not that much.
I don't even like to hear myself talk.
No? Well, that makes sense.
I don't like to hear you talk either.
I don't like to hear you talk. All right, Ray?
All right.
Fuck you. Fuck your face.
All right.
All right.
See, this one is called Wife Killer Given Two Life Sentences. A man who raped his wife with a metal pole and brutally bashed her to death at an Alice Springs
oh, wait.
Town camp has been ordered to serve two life sentences.
Because,
what's the point of
hold on? One for your first life and one for your second
life.
That's right.
What's
that's
the point?
Absolutely right.
But seriously, what's the point of two life sentences? I mean, you only have one life.
I think Keith said on Keith and the Girl that it's for like if maybe during the time that you're in there, we find a way to like extend people's lifetimes like beyond, you know, like 100 years or whatever.
Right.
So they like to just throw that in there just in case.
Right.
In case you live a whole lifetime and then some, you're still in jail.
Right.
But, so you don't get parole.
Well, is that though?
That's
don't
why. So,
people
so
that,
it has to go longer before you can get parole.
But don't people that get life sentences get parole eventually?
Yeah, so if you get two life sentences, it's that much longer until you can be paroled.
Because people like that should go back on the streets, definitely.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They should just be shot.
Yeah. I mean, you killed her, one down, one to go.
Right.
All right.
I still strongly believe in the fact you kill someone, you kill them back.
I firmly believe in the fact if you litter, you get killed. Fuck
yeah.
It. Anything that you do that you shouldn't be doing, you should get killed for. And after a year of doing that, we've said this before.
Unless it's a victimless crime.
Like what?
Like smoking weed.
Well, no. I'm saying like normal, common sense, be fucking nice laws. Don't kill, don't steal, don't lie,
right.
Don't litter, shit like that. Weed, that's whatever. All drugs should be legal. I mean, if people are going to do them to the point where they kill themselves, good. We don't need you.
And they're going to do it whether it's legal or not.
Exactly. So make it legal. Let the people that are going to just go way overboard go way overboard. Fuck, I'll buy half of it for them just to get rid of them. And then the people that are going to use it responsibly, they can fucking just do it.
Word.
But if you're gonna be a fucking retard and do that shit till you die, then good. You should die.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you.
So Ronald Dana used a hose to whip his 32-year-old partner before belting her with a stick.
I always thought that was a joke. Like, hey, you better shut up before I get the hose. Like, people actually...
I've never heard that.
People really do get the hose. It
really?
Was in a... What the fuck was that movie? You know what I'm talking about? Mrs. Doubtfire.
Really? He's talking, I haven't seen that in a long time.
I am babysitter. Shut the fuck up before I get the hose. Or I forget what he said, but
like,
yeah.
Like a garden hose or like Sin City hose?
Like ass down. Yeah. Like since. Yeah. No. Could you imagine getting beat with a hoe? Like, I could see maybe if she was a midget.
Like a hoe or like the gardening tool?
Like 130 pounds. Oh, like, double or, D hoe.
Like a hoe.
Or like a backhoe. Oh, like a bobcat. Yeah. Could you imagine just getting fucking like you're
pounded?
Oh, man. I would do that. I would get like 100 people that I just couldn't fucking stand, and I'd get one of those fence post things. No. Right. And I would pound them in like fence posts, and then I would string up my electric fence on them.
So we'd just be back in World War II again.
Yeah.
Or Germany. Yeah.
But in your yard.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Jewish concentration camps.
Your yard is a concentration
camp. No, I meant a
camp.
Place so he could focus more. Oh, fuck.
What'd you do?
Continue.
With a stick, stomping her abdomen and dragging her naked body over rough ground before raping her with either a stick or a metal pole, causing severe internal injuries.
Either or.
Yeah, whichever.
Could you imagine?
Doesn't matter which one.
I would pay $1 million to have had a front row seat at that fucking
that.
Rape.
I don't know if I want to see that.
You wouldn't want to see some old bitch get raped with a pole?
Not really.
Really?
Really.
It'd be better to see before she's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if she was like still alive, could you imagine? Could you imagine what that would sound like? Just how big was the pole?
It's a pole. I'm sure it's fairly large.
I mean, are we talking like a pole vaulting pole or just like a little fence?
Like
post?
A fence? Those? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just picturing
they don't get
it, like,
into detail.
Going
really.
In and like coming out her mouth and shit, and
just
then
like
him,
impaling
like,
her on it,
taking the steak and like putting it on a rotisserie thing, and then cooking her like that.
It's
oh.
like some Cannibal Holocaust shit. You
yeah.
ever see that movie?
Yes, I have.
It's like crazy.
You
shit.
Ever seen Cannibal the Musical?
No.
That is awesome. That's done by the same guys that did South Park.
Really?
Yeah, it's a musical, all old school setting. It's fucking funny though.
I'll have to remember that.
Spadoinkle, I think, is the word that they use a lot. Yeah, if you've seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
So Donna, which is the dude's last name sadly, called an ambulance the morning after his jealous rage, which had started in the dry river bed of Todd River the previous afternoon. Oh god. Is there going to be anything useful to read after this?
I don't know.
Quote, your treatment of the deceased was brutal in the extreme, he said to Donna.
So, wait,
you stomped
wait,
her,
wait.
You hit her with a hose, and you took a stick or some other object and impaled her.
Was she dead when that was happening then? Or?
I don't think so. I mean, because he just beat her. He didn't kill her until he impaled her, I imagine.
And then he got, like, the flawless victory, and then the cops came.
Flawless victory. Unstoppable.
Nice. Is that it for that story?
He faced a minimum of 25 years in prison.
And a maximum of two life sentences?
Two life sentences, yeah.
Nice. You have such an awesome life, we're going to give you two.
Postmortem examination report found she had cuts and bruises on her face, mouth, arms, and legs. She had also suffered brain hemorrhage, ruptured small bowel, fractured ribs, and a stab wound to the vagina that had punctured her bowel.
Is that possible?
Apparently.
Hey, if she survived all that, I know a good doctor that could fix that.
All injuries were inflicted while she was still alive.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's brutal.
You know, oh, that is fantastic. All right, is that it for that story?
Yes.
All right, this one is called Craigslist Sex Meeting. Oh, man. Ends in arrests. Witnesses say she saw a bound naked woman. This comes out of Clackamas, Oregon. A sexual meeting arranged on Craigslist ended in the arrest of two people on public indecency charges on Wednesday. David Leatham and Christy Gitnes used Craigslist to set up a bondage encounter in the woods of Clackamas, authorities said. Now, can any of you guys guess what her first mistake was?
Going on
anybody.
The internet.
Yes, guest that has no microphone in front of him.
She met some guy on the internet and wanted to meet him.
That is absolutely correct. You
you met someone on the internet.
What the fuck is going through your head? Oh, this seems like a good idea. This guy says he wants to tie me up out in the woods. I'm into that.
Yes, that sounds hot.
Fuck yeah. There's no possible way this could go bad
for
me.
How could it be bad?
Being tied up, I'm into bondage. Being
in
out
the middle
in the
of
woods,
the woods.
I love hiking.
I love the outdoors.
I love nature.
It's amazing.
Oh, I don't see the the downside to this.
Oh, you're going to kill me? Oh.
Oh, that. Oh, it, oh. It, can I sue you for that? Because right. It did not say that in
can
the
I
ad.
Get a rain check?
Yeah, I'll see you later. A homeless woman looking for a place to pitch a tent. She found one. Oh, man. No, like a real tent, though.
Right. not the one in his pants.
Yeah. In an oh, man. That would be a weird scene. She's like, hey, I'm just trying to pitch a tent. He's like, oh, me too. All right.
Oh, hey.
Can you help me with pole? And then he jammed it through her fucking asshole and out her mouth, and then he rotisseried her. Nice. Let's see. Pitch tent in an area west of Southeast 82nd Avenue. Saw Leet him and Gitney's in the woods. She alerted police and told them she saw a, quote, bound naked woman being sexually assaulted.
I would now be very curious to see that.
Put yourself in this position. If you were a homeless dude pitching a tent, and you saw this naked chick just tied up and stuff.
I would be pitching a tent.
Right? I know, right? Would you call the cops, though, or would you... Like,
if I was a homeless guy pitching a tent,
right,
would I call the cops?
Right.
Well, I'm a homeless guy. I don't know how I would call the cops in the first place.
Dude, I just ran out of minutes on my fucking pocket PC.
I don't have
PC.
Fucking 50 cents for a fucking payphone.
Hey, you got 35 cents. Change. No, I'm sick of giving homeless people change. I think I would sit and watch and see what happened.
Yeah. Just pitch a tent a little longer.
Well, I would be jacking off whilst this was happening.
Well,
of
obviously.
Course. Obviously.
What else would you do?
That's about it. And all then right. I would leave. Yeah. I would maybe wait around long enough to see if he, like, if the guy just left and left her tied up, and then, you know, I'd take a turn.
Yeah.
Right. You wouldn't want to let that go to waste. Be like, wow, I almost do believe in God. All right. Well, when deputies arrived, Leet him and Gitney's ran off, authorities said. Based on the information from the witness, deputies thought they were looking for suspects in a rape, and they used a canine to track down the pair. They called in fucking Christian Slater and the dog. You remember that show? No.
Which show?
Right, I don't know. Never mind. Yeah. Gitney's 40, that was Cuffs. I was thinking Turner and Hooch. Wrong dog.
Wow.
Gitney's 46 and Leetham 47 were fully clothed when they were taken into custody. You know what, too? I bet both of them are married, and that's why they used Craigslist in the first place.
Oh, of course.
Must be discreet. Yeah. Okay. Hey, homeless lady.
Natural Security Agency.
Yeah, can you sign this non-disclosure agreement, please? All right. The pair were arrested on charges of public indecency, disorderly conduct, criminal trespass, and being fucking retards. And that is it for that story.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like a hookup on Craigslist.
I know. It's like, man, where are all the stories about people that hook up on Craigslist and it goes good?
Why can't we read that dude's Craigslist?
I know, right? I wish I would. We probably did, actually.
Maybe. We only read our Montana Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
Though.
Maybe we should branch out.
Maybe. Maybe we should find a big CD so it's updated like all the time.
And there's just freaky shit. Because we only have like one or two trannies in the valley here.
What's a really fucked up state? Florida?
Yeah, dude. When they read the blotter, not the blotter, excuse me.
Where are they from? California?
I honestly don't know. I think so, yeah. Actually.
I think they are.
Yeah. But yeah, they're fucking, I guess that's because they're in near San Francisco maybe, but their fucking Craigslist is fucked up shit.
Right.
Like,
I'm sure.
Lady boys and
we should
chick
read Florida's.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Write that down. All right, what do you got for us? Episode 78. Yeah.
This one is called Man Arrested Over Lingerie Incident. So speaking of homeless people.
Speaking of hoes. A lingerie incident.
Right. Like, yeah, a homeless man was charged with disorderly conduct at Walmart.
Lingerie at Walmart? Mm. That's classy.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, oh, man. If you have to buy lingerie at Walmart, you probably don't want to see the lady that's going to be wearing the lingerie. Just
yes.
saying. The kind of people that are in there. Like, I've been in Walmart a few times, not by choice, but out of bare necessity. And you see the people that are in there looking at bathing suits and shit, and it's like, how are you even going to get into that?
Yeah,
like,
you're not.
Seriously.
That's way too small for you.
Way too small. Like, and then they're like, oh, it's for my daughter. Yeah, right. Like someone
sure.
fucked you. And then
you
I
just
think
have
back,
high hopes.
Then I think back to all the trailer courts and I'm like, yeah,
it's like maybe if
somebody fucked you.
Maybe if I buy something that's 10 sizes smaller than me, maybe I'll magically be that size
right?
when I put it on.
It's like, hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but when you wash clothes, they shrink.
Right.
They don't get bigger.
I don't know if you know this, but you're fat.
You shouldn't be wearing bathing suits in the first place.
Right. Just stay home and eat
more. Odie, did you notice in Miami when we were there, all of the people that were at the beach wearing the fucking Speedos and shit?
We're all old dudes?
Like, all, yeah.
And the ones without tops are hot fucking chicks.
Like, yeah, that too. Ooh, but it's just weird, like, when you go to the lake here and shit, just people, it's not like that. I understand maybe we don't get the European tourists and shit. But, like, who started that? Who thought it was a good idea for a dude to wear chicks' underwear at a beach?
You
like,
did?
Do that in your home, not fucking here.
Wow. All
right. Please continue.
So the guy's last name is Pennington and allegedly entered the fitting room at the store with three articles of women's lingerie.
Of course he did. And you know what? The lady working there was like, right this way.
Be my
fucking A.
Pennington then allegedly proceeded to masturbate with the lingerie afterwards, returning the items to the store.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do?
I guess you could, I don't know, whenever
put
I...
Put them on?
Whenever I go somewhere, like...
I have to masturbate, yeah.
No, whenever I go buy clothes and I have to try them on, I usually just leave them in the fitting
really,
room.
Really, whenever I buy clothes and I have to try them on, it's cool because I never wear underwear and shit, so...
So you just rub your dick and balls all over.
Well, yeah, but check this out. Like, whenever, if it fits me, like, I won't buy that pair. I'll fold it up and put it back after I fucking shove it
like
up my
these.
Asshole
right.
and shit.
Right.
Like, not up
you just
my
wipe
asshole.
Your ass with
yeah,
the pants.
And my balls, and then, you know.
That's nice.
My pits, and
that's
whatever.
Nice. I'm glad I shop for clothes at the same store you do.
Right?
That
man,
sucks.
This kind of smells
and
like
that,
Matt.
What also sucks is we wear the same size pants now that you aren't a fat kid anymore.
I know, that's weird. I went from a 36 to a 32 now.
Wow.
I know, just from this fucking job. Thank you, yeah. Hey, give that a fuck, yeah.
Round of applause
woo!
For you.
That's right. All that's right.
So,
And you know what? The crazy thing about it is all I eat is Anna's.
Fruit. Really?
Like,
just fucking...
cheese steaks, pizza,
Stromboli.
Fucking Stromboli's, pastas, lasagnas.
Oh, you eat?
But I
where
only
else
eat,
do you eat?
Oh, and at Sykes. But
yeah.
That's only, like, breakfast stuff, like ham
right.
and eggs and
like
French
every day.
Toast. But yeah, like, I eat, like, the worst shit, and I'm just fine. Like, no vegetables, no fruits.
I don't
fruits,
eat it,
none of that shit
either.
Since I was, like, fucking 12 years old, and everyone was like, oh, you're gonna be sick when you get older. It's like, dude, I feel just fine. My body is adapted to it. I don't need that. I'm a carnivore. And you know what? If it came down to it, I would eat you.
The only thing that goes into my body that's grown from the ground is weed.
The only thing that goes in your body that's meat is a penis.
Negative.
No.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Okay.
So Pennington
continue.
Told police he had
hey,
been...
hold on. 26 says, I went from a 36 to an overly loose 36. Nice, dude.
That's good.
I'll send you all of my clothes that are 36 that are way too loose for me now. Sorry, go ahead. All
right. So Pennington told police he had been transferred from the London homeless shelter to one in Williamsburg Wednesday evening and admitted to committing the act, which took place in the fitting room. Pennington also told police he was a registered sex offender.
Oh, only because he had to.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to the whole thing where people like admit it. Like the dude that got caught having sex with elderly people. It's like, okay, they didn't catch you in the act, but because of the way the police handle things, they got you to admit that. Like, if I fucked an elderly bitch, there is nothing short of you maybe putting my balls in, like, a fucking vice grip that would make me want to say, all right, you got me. I fucked that 80-year-old.
Yeah.
What's wrong
I'm
with
caught.
Fucking an old bitch? They're over 18.
Yeah,
well,
but they're disgusting.
Yeah, they're disgusting, but there's nothing illegal about it.
No but just, well, it is.
It's immorally wrong.
No, it's illegal
so
when you
is
rape.
So the rest of this
right.
show. The whole show is immorally wrong.
Right, but we're not making.
You're the guy to talk about morals, Brayden.
But it's hey. Illegal when you rape the elderly lady.
Oh, you right. say rape?
Well,
how many elderly women could you go up to like, hey, you want to have sex? How many you think
hey.
Would be like, no?
Hey, more than you think.
Really? I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Let me. About five.
About five. Wow.
So far.
So he was arrested, of course, and sent to jail. And the lingerie items did have bodily fluids on them and had to be destroyed.
Of course they did. Where else would you put the bodily fluids? He went to the fucking sock department and grabbed a thing of socks and then got the fucking lingerie.
Just all over the fucking wall.
And then it was Walmart, so he went to the fucking lube aisle and grabbed some fucking lube. It's right. Like, hey, are you going to pay for that? No, I'm good.
I'm trying it out and fitting first.
I got to make sure it fits.
Right.
God, I'm never buying clothes at Walmart again.
I never buy clothes at Walmart.
Ladies' lingerie.
You buy too much ladies' lingerie.
I know. I have the sweetest ladies' lingerie collection, though.
I've never seen it.
I know.
Luckily for me.
That's why it's still a sweet collection.
All right. So he stated if he didn't do this every once in a while, he got deathly ill.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a legitimate excuse? I'm sorry.
He couldn't articulate any reason for coming to Walmart.
If I don't go to Walmart at least twice a week and jerk off over some triple X plus size fucking lingerie, then I get really sick. I'm addicted to it.
It's a disease.
Holy shit. These are the same kind of fucking people that think autism is a fucking virus and that you get it from fucking injecting your kids with vaccines. And then they get the fucking measles, AIDS, herpes, hepatitis hybrid. Mm. And then they wonder why. Like, I don't know. Take the chance with your bad fucking genes. You don't roll the dice with fucking children.
That's it for that story.
You get abortions after you get the ultrasound, and when it has two heads, you get rid of it. Both of them.
Speaking of two heads, do you have that story?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to read it, but I guess we can now.
You might as well.
This one is called Two-Headed Baby Boy Under Police Guard. This comes out of Dhaka, Dhaka, Bangladesh. No, seriously, Dhaka. I don't know. Baby boy born with two heads. Wouldn't that make it three heads then?
I'll ring it for it to take that back.
Oh, come on. A baby boy born with two heads has been put under police protection. Like a Trojan or a Durex? What do you think?
I don't know. Trojans have a better expansion.
Right.
So probably Trojan.
For both of
you. Don't talk
heads.
To Brandon right. about this shit. He doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't use condoms.
What's a condom?
How would I know?
Or he's never needed to use a condom.
Right, because every girl I've been with has been on birth control.
Or your mom. Okay. Two heads protection.
You're the only person other than my dad that I know that's been with my mom.
Yeah?
So.
Well, how's that feel? Is that weird?
I don't know. How's that feel for you?
Not bad, actually.
Really?
Could have been a little tighter, but you got a big head, so I understand.
It's weird, though.
But hey,
I
hooked her up with a great doctor.
Right?
So no problem.
That's good news.
They're put under police protection.
She's going to need a good doctor ever having sex
fucking
with you.
Fucking A, she is.
All the diseases she's contracted.
I wasn't referring to that. Okay. Anyway, put under police protection because of the curiosity his birth has caused among locals. Will you please keep slamming that door? Okay. Thank you.
That's it for the show tonight.
Yeah, we'll see you guys right. No, this just goes to show you that, like, when it's the whole looky-loo driving by accidents thing, whenever something really weird happens, people have to see it. Like,
well, of course.
And then when they...
Well, look at what we do. We read the most fucked up stories.
But we do it for different reasons. We do it to be like, look at what your fellow human is doing. You share fucking chromosomes.
How
and
do you
genes
feel to be on the same planet?
Exactly. How do you feel to be in the same gene pool as people that are?
They
fucking
probably
doing
feel
that.
All right because they're the people doing
this.
It.
They're just there because it's like, I want to see a baby with two heads. Right. Granted, now that I saw it, I wish I never would have.
Right.
But,
yeah, the picture's kind of weird.
Do you think they're
going to
totally just capitalize off of this? They're like, all right, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt got like $1 billion for the first pictures of their kid.
Right.
This kid is like that, but with two heads. We're
right.
going to get twice as much.
Only though, if Angelina and Brad Pitt adopt it.
They probably will. It's in fucking a third world country. Come and get it.
They might as well just adopt all the mutant babies.
They should.
They made more money off the picture.
I wish they would adopt me. Fuck.
You are a mutant baby.
Yes, I am. The 5.5-kilogram boy named Kieran.
Really? That sounds like a name that Angelina put on it.
Yeah, right.
Kieran?
What's the name of the dog in Hades in old Greek mythology? Do you know?
I don't remember.
Cerberus. Right. They should have named it that. If it had, like, one more head, that would have been perfect. Right. Yeah, I would have, like, had one, like, a little pink bow tie, and then one had a spike collar with a mohawk, and then the other one had, like, glasses and drooled a little bit. Oh, man. Is this, like, a... Two heads is better than one type of thing?
Maybe? I don't know. It depends on how many holes you have.
Well, quote, he has one stomach and he is eating normally with his two mouths. Could you imagine?
That's fucked up. So wait, is it like two, is it two people on one body?
No,
basically?
It's just two heads.
So
it one is body.
So yeah, but is that two different minds in the same body?
Yeah, two totally different heads. Right. Each head has its own nipple, I guess.
What?
What if one has to take a shit and the other one doesn't?
Well, there's only one butthole, so
they share that.
You kind of go along. Yeah, they're both like, you got... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, they share the same stomach and everything.
Yeah.
It sounds like everything's the same as a normal person, except there's another head.
Right. Could you imagine, though, every time you like someone was like, hey, and you looked over, you saw the back of your brother's head?
Right.
That would get so fucking annoying.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Though, could you imagine eating pussy? Huh?
Oh, I'm sure the
one's,
chicks would do.
One's doing the rim job, one's like fucking right. licking the pussy out. Ooh. And then, oh man, that's amazing.
Double the pleasure.
One for each boobie? Could you imagine breastfeeding this kid?
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
You better have some big boobies.
Oh, yeah, dude. He has one stomach and he is eating normally with his two mouths. He has one genital organ, because that's important. Everyone was like, how many dicks does he have?
Right, because really, that matters.
Guys? Really?
We already had a baby with two dicks. Come
fuck.
On.
He has one genital organ and a full set of limbs, gynecologist Mohammed Abdul Bari said. Why would you call a gynecologist for a dude? Have any of you dudes been to a gynecologist?
No.
I was wrong. I've had one.
I'm not talking to you. Is that weird then? Like,
that's kind of weird. I mean, don't gynecologists... You know,
well, I guess
vagina oriented.
A gynecologist knows enough to be like, "Yep, there's just one penis there, but four balls." Could you imagine that?
Whoa,
yeah, talk about busting nuts.
Right.
Quote: he was born from one embryo, but there was a developmental anomaly. Really? I didn't notice.
You think?
I didn't
it
notice.
Has two fucking heads.
I didn't notice the other head just sitting there
right.
all quiet.
Oh, there's
shit.
Two heads on that kid.
Do you know, though, no one would ever be able to sneak up on you? You would always...
Ever.
Well, I guess they're not like... It'd be cooler if one was looking forward and one was looking backward.
Yeah, they're not fucking owls, dude.
No.
Well,
hey, you got four... Yeah, that's... That kid's gonna get made fun of in school. Fucking
you think?
Four eyes.
Do you think... Oh, cool. Wow, dude. I was waiting for that. I was saving that one for you.
I bet.
The clinic had been unable to determine whether the baby had one or two sets of vital organs, so they performed an autopsy. Is that what you do when, like, some fucked up shit? They're like, oh, let's cut it open and
see
how it works.
See what it looks like.
Doesn't autopsy mean they're dead?
Right, usually.
Well, generally, they only perform an autopsy on a dead person.
They should have.
So if you cut off just one of its heads, would it...
I think...
I
know.
Just what I want
head
to know,
would be off centered though.
Does it have
It'd
one
like,
name? Does it have one name or two names?
One name.
How the fuck's that?
Kieran. Kieran.
What? What?
You're
That's
the
weird.
Same person at that.
They don't
point.
Know who they're talking.
All right, so Pete and Repeat were sitting on a fence. Pete fell off. Who's left? Anyone. Okay. So no, but what I'm wondering is there like two spinal columns then? Because each one obviously has a brain, unless like the other one's just an empty head that
right.
just,
maybe one's well, yeah, like a bobblehead.
Although when you think about it, most people with one head have an empty head too.
Well, right. So this is
so
just,
it's no different.
This
two
is
empty
the poster
heads.
Baby for the new Wrigley's commercial. Double mint? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Double
or the double stuff.
Oh, man. What if this kid turns up to be gay and goes into porn?
What if only one
yeah,
of them
one
turns out
gay.
To be gay?
That sucks for
yeah,
the other one.
Straight as hell.
Oh, man. Wow, guys. Holy shit. The baby's life was not in immediate danger, but he and his mother, who's 22, had been moved to a larger hospital in nearby Jessore City because large crowds had gathered at the clinic, he said. Like, how did they know? Like, somebody, you think it was the doctor, like, the baby was born, and he's like, oh, it's a wonderful baby. Oh, my fucking God! He fucking, like, threw it, ran out the door. You guys, come look at this! There's a kid in here with two fucking heads! Holy shit! Like, how would you know otherwise? I mean...
That's how you would know.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Quote, around 150,000 people gathered from different areas. More people went to see this freak of nature, this genetic anomaly, if right. you will.
This inbred.
Right? than live in our valley. Mm. Could you imagine this whole valley just going to look at a baby with two heads?
Yeah.
I would.
I would rob
I'd be there.
All of their houses while they were gone.
Good like, call.
This is what you get for being a scumbag. Yep. Let's see, different areas.
That is a fucking good idea. We should organize something, like, fake, obviously.
Like the fake Bigfoot body that
right.
was
We'd
a
We'd be
costume.
Like, hey, come here at this time on this day and to see this.
To see Raiden's two buttholes.
Hey, right, something no one could resist to see.
I talked to Jesus. He said, second coming, next week, 7 yeah. p.m.
Be there. Or be square.
Be there, or...
And then everyone will be there, and there'll be nothing there. But while they are there, the shit's
getting
robbed.
Paid.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. We called police to tackle the situation, and they're guarding the hospital in Jasaur as well. The newspaper said many well-wishers had left money for the baby's family. It's like, this goes back to the whole thing I was saying in the other episode about, like, what other kind of thing in life do you get good stuff for doing bad in? Like, this is a failure. Your baby has two heads, but here's some fucking money.
Right? You're gonna need it.
That's so stupid.
To get that head removed.
What was it that we were talking about? Do you remember? Where they what was that?
I don't know.
And they got, like, all this congratulatory bullshit. It's like, no! That was
that's
bad.
That's a bad thing!
Yeah,
I
should
be shot.
All right, well, that's it for that story. So, how do you... I would pay $1 million to see that, although it probably wouldn't cost that much. I can just get a plane ticket to Bangladesh.
Right, and just see it.
That's amazing. Mm. Ugh.
Amazing.
Continue.
So, this one is called, Man Who Hit Dad With Hammer To Get Him Into Nursing Home Faces 5 Years.
Resident MILF says her last name rhymed with bi-hole.
Well, like tri-hole?
Yeah, and, okay.
Yeah, I don't think you got the joke.
It's okay, dude. Oh, wait, never mind. I didn't read the whole thing. She said, I knew a girl with two vaginas in high school. We called her Becky Bi-hole because her last name rhymed with bi-hole. Okay. Mm. I thought she was talking about this one.
Would you go out with a girl with two vaginas?
If I had two dicks? Fuck yeah, I would.
No, that just means once you've, you know, kind of used up one of them, you still kind of know.
No, what you would do is go back and forth. It's like how they rotate
right.
crops. To
rest
right.
rotation is what it's called.
Right.
Right. Balance.
You make sure...
Switch
you
it
make
up.
Who is this kid?
I don't know.
Now, you make sure that, yeah, all the nutrients don't get used up.
Right.
So you're growing. Yeah, dude. I would
spread
just,
out the lifetime of it.
Right.
So.
That would be awesome. Mm. I would fuck one with my dick and then try and push my two balls into the other one.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, is the show like, over yet?
Like little testicular anal beads.
Whoa.
Yeah. So when she was on the rag, would that just be like,
is she on the rag at different time? Dude.
That's
that would be awesome.
Or totally not fucking awesome because she's like twice the bitch, which is almost a cunt.
No, see, if she's on the rag at the beginning of month for one vagina and one at the end of month, you can always fuck her. I don't know about you. You seem to like the menses sex.
Dude.
So.
Matt, whoa.
Well, what's wrong with that? You ain't never fucked a girl on her period before.
Well, we're not going
to
talk about it.
You've never fucked a girl before. I'm not talking to you.
No. You really like blood on your dick?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
Oh.
What?
Is
that weird?
Just slit a guy's throat and fuck him in the mouth or something. That's gross.
Well, if his mouth looked like a vagina on the rag.
Oh, God. Come on.
If there was a tampon hanging out of it.
Really?
Get blood on the tip. Just the tip.
Would you fuck a chick on the rag while there's a rag in her?
Well, no. I'd take it out with my teeth.
Oh.
Closing fucking credit. Closing credit. Show's over. This
Thank
is
you.
Fucked up.
All right. Please continue.
I don't think I can follow that.
What do you think the neighbors think now?
Holy.
Who knows?
Because see, the whole thing of it was I was trying to get the girl that I was with for a while to do that because we would always do it because we were together for a couple of years, so it was no big deal. And then, you know, we broke up. And
hey,
now,
no big deal.
I know, no big deal. Just saying. I wanted to take some of that blood and write thejamhole.com on this window here so people drive
so
by.
I've heard.
But... Yeah, she was not down with that.
No.
Imagine that, huh?
I know one ex-girlfriend of yours that would be down with that. Yeah. If you, I'm sure you know who
if
I'm talking about.
If I could get her
about.
Off my brother's dick long enough to do it. Okay.
Bummer.
Please continue. She does. She lives in Arkansas now, and right. she has a Facebook account. If you guys want to really? Look her up, her name's Layla Stratton. She's a huge hoe. She
you want to spell that out for everyone.
L-E-I-L-A space S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N. Just
got
search
it.
For under hobbies, sucking cock. Right. You'll find it there.
There it is.
Okay. Thank you.
So a Foster City man has pleaded.
Wait, what is this one called? Sorry.
I already said it.
Well, I wasn't
this
paying
attention.
This
one's called Man Who Hit Dad With Hammer to Get Him Into Nursing Home Faces 5
hey,
Years.
Before he hit him, did he say, it's hammer time? Yes. Thank you.
Wow. No. That's got to be our outro now.
Hold on.
Really, Odie?
What happened?
Look at this shit.
Oh, he's, my God. There's like a fucking pile
no,
of sunflowers.
No, the thing is, let me tell you. Hold on.
Those are all in his fucking slobbery mouth, dude.
Odie, the thing is, I really don't like sunflower seeds. And now you're like a fucking squirrel. Okay, this kid has a pile of fucking chewed up sunflower seeds. Not in a cup that you could probably have gotten. Not in the ashtray, which there's two. On the fucking couch.
Right.
Really.
I sleep there sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
I'm packing nuts for winter.
That's fucked up. Ready. Odie, I'm not happy about
I'm
that.
I'm ashamed of you.
I know. It's like Ace Ventura over here. You want to ask her? Right. No, I don't smoke. It's a dirty habit. Like, come on, dude. That's fucking disgusting. I'm going to make you eat each and every one of those.
You got to eat. You got to swallow all those.
Actually, I'm going to fill.
No, you got to swallow all those shells.
I'm going to fill up a condom with all those. I'm going to fuck your face with it. And it's going to be a fucking magnum, because that's how what? I roll. This is the only kind.
We all know that was a fucking lie. All
right, back to the show.
That was the best joke I've heard all night.
I know, right? What's a condom?
No, you using a magnum.
Yeah.
No. Oh! Using a condom, period.
Right.
Especially when
right.
she's on the
okay,
period.
Okay, so...
No more period jokes. That's it.
No more making, let me read the story.
You're making
all right.
me all horny.
A Foster City man has pleaded no contest to elder abuse for hitting his father in the head with a hammer because he mistakenly thought the 81-year-old man had to be hospitalized before he could be admitted to a nursing home. So I guess he was just being a nice guy, really. I don't know.
Hold on.
Excuse me. Because that's what happens to you when you're nice.
Right.
People, your family's like, man, grandpa's being so nice. You know what we should do for him? Put him in a fucking home.
Right.
No. Yeah.
So let's smash his face in so he can get admitted for free.
That is a good idea. That you might as well have just taken him to Nebraska and abandoned him.
Might as well. Oh, he's over 19.
Oh, there was an age limit on it, huh?
Oh. It should be, you know, anywhere from, like, newborn to 19,
from
45 to dead.
From conception to death.
Right.
Yeah, if you're...
If they're in your care still, so that means if they're old, you can drop them off there.
That's awesome. Or we could just... Set aside Utah for it, like I said before.
Right, Utah in Florida, the reserve states for anything.
The reserve,
right? You just
Utah,
dump everything off there.
Utah is like the gas tank of a truck, and like
right.
the one you never use, but it's there when you have to use
right.
it. Then you'll
when you can afford,
it. And
to
then
fill
when
it
you
up.
Do switch it over, it's fucking empty because fuck you, you know.
Right.
That's funny. I have one of those on my truck.
Is your reserve tank empty?
Every time, because the fuel pumps out.
Nice.
Well, that probably because it costs a ton of money to fill both of them.
Yeah, how much does it cost to fill up your truck, Odie? Because I
the
know
one tank.
I know we're getting gouged at the pumps.
Getting
both
gouged.
Tanks. Both tanks.
Both tanks. Lay it on
of
me.
Medium. I put medium grade in. $135 two tanks.
Oh,
okay. two 17-gallon tanks.
Do you know how many hookers and cocaine you could buy for $135?
Yes, a
couple.
I realize
least.
It every time I go to the fucking pump, and it bums me out.
Because
like, I'm buying gas when I could be buying fucking drugs and pussy.
Unbelievable.
But it doesn't happen because I got to buy gas to get to the pussy and then I don't got money to buy the
And because you live in Montana where there used to be whores, but Dick Dayson kind of took care of that for us. So now no more whores for any of us. Thanks, Dick Dayson. Do you know that guy used to be like one of the heads at the school, the Christian school? No, okay. Can we talk about this?
Yes, we can.
All right. For those of you that may not know, if you're not local, Dick Dayson was... He was a stitch. What's the word? A businessman. He He was a pimp.
Basically.
Not a very good one.
No.
But no, he was just a church guy, older guy, made a lot of money, liked to put money into the schools and shit.
And women.
And not all he put in women. So basically, long story short, what ended up happening is he got caught for soliciting sex from all these pill junkies and shit. And he would take money out of the school fund from the school I went to, the Christian school, Trinity Lutheran School.
The one you got kicked
Big
out
Big shout
of?
Out to all you fucking
So
weirdos.
Have you ever seen him? When you were
yes,
at
sc- when you- I went to school,
really,
I wish I would have known. I've been like, wow. Hey, I go to this school, I contribute.
I'm
my
a
10%.
Pill junkie.
Sure, the what? Well, I wasn't then. Oh. That was like eighth grade, dude.
Well,
that was when I was fat and getting picked on by kids and then pushing them into fucking windows.
So that's why you became a pill junkie.
No, that's not why. No. Not at all.
I was going to say, I don't, you know, that's all right then for that, I guess.
Well, yeah, you should know. Say that. Mr. Up and Coming.
What are you I don't even know what you're talking yeah. about.
So, yeah, anyway, he got in a lot of fucking shit for that. They busted his ass with, like, these two. And, like, the thing is, you're rich. Go to Amsterdam, where, for one, it's fucking legal, and for two, where the whores don't have fucking nasty fucking scars and shit on
them. That probably takes
him.
All the fun out of it for him.
Really? Like, man, well, I'm so sick of fucking dimes. I think I'm gonna go fuck this 2 cent whore.
Right? He likes
amazing.
It dirtier and dirtier.
What would that be like?
Who knows?
Ask Richard. He knows about it.
So,
well,
I'm. Oh my god! I don't even want to try and say this guy's name. Like, are you serious? Here, come here, come here. Look at this fucking name. What does that say?
Where? Right. Jihad. Oh fuck!
I give up. So this guy,
this dude,
this
here.
Guy right here, entered his plea Monday before Judge Clifford. Clifford, really?
Was he a big red dog presiding?
Sure, he was. Of San Metro County Superior Court, Paddle, which is his last name, I can say that one, who also admitted to causing great bodily injury.
How great was it? You remember Great Ape?
No.
Never mind. Yeah.
Could face up to 5 years in prison.
That's it?
Yep, just 5 years.
What do you
it's
do again?
For a good cause.
Fucking A, dude. The best.
It's like, oh, I can understand you don't want to live with your fucking grandfather and you wanted him gone. That's
all
right.
You know, though, like one more swing with the hammer and you could have just killed him all together and then you wouldn't have had to spend the money. You would have got his life insurance and that would have been that.
Right.
Fuck, man. What is it with these people? No follow through. You do something half-assed. You're going to hit somebody in the head with a hammer. Kill them.
Exactly.
Don't be like, here's a taste. Oh, speaking of fucking people getting beat, well, I was in Polson today. I delivered to the hospital up there. And there's this nurse sitting at the front desk who had this big fucking black eye. And as soon as I saw it, the first thing I thought of was, man, she should have listened the first time.
Right.
But then I
had to tell the bitch twice.
I know. Oh. But then I, like, I'm overhearing this conversation and like one of the people she was waiting on asked her like what happened. And all I heard out of the conversation was somebody had a really big elbow and it was an accident. Mm. But she said accident like a lot of emphasis on
right.
it.
Like it wasn't an accident.
Like, help me.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just. Thank you.
All right.
Continue,
well,
please.
Now that that's done, Petal lived with his father in Foster City, but apparently wanted to return to India. The father is particularly...
Why would you even do that?
I don't know. The father is partially paralyzed and uses a wheelchair.
Of course he is!
And Petal thought the only way to get him admitted to a nursing home was if he was injured or ill.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
See, this is why we don't have people just sit in on the show because once
they just
the show
fucking
get,
talk.
Well, that but once the show gets started,
go fuck yourself.
Once the show gets started, then they have things to say, and then they're like jumping around.
Yeah,
and I am very
give
easily,
me a fucking microphone.
Right, I'm easily distracted. Like I can't even look at the chat when I'm telling stories because
right.
I'll be like, oh,
you'd be like, oh,
fuck that. What?
What
let's
was
talk
I talking
to these
about?
Guys?
Yeah,
what? Yeah. Huh. So then I see this like they're jumping around.
Cool guys.
Yeah. So. See, he's doing good. He's just sitting there nice and quiet. He nods when I ask him things. That's a good guest.
All what right. have you asked him?
So is that about the thing? I don't know. So is that it for that story?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yep.
All right.
How long are we here? Because we still got the blotter.
1 hour.
All right, let me do one more story here. We'll do the blotter, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Thank God.
Oh, goodness. Such good stories to choose from. This one is called Elderly Woman Removed from Squalid Rat-Filled Home.
Oh, that's disgusting.
This is what happens when you let elderly people try it. They're like, oh, I can take care of myself.
No, you
fucking can't take care of yourself. Because you're old.
Or you're fucking 20 cats you probably have.
This is it. Mandatory euthanasia, 65. That's it.
Yeah.
This comes from Middletown. An elderly Middletown woman known for her intelligence and eccentric behavior. Yeah, I'm sure she wasn't known as the weird cat lady.
Not at all.
She was known for being smart maybe like 50 years ago.
Right.
She was barred from returning to her home on Grand Avenue after it was found piled with garbage and crawling with rats.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, that's how eccentric, intelligent people like to live.
Of course.
I mean, if I don't see at least 3 rats a day running through my house.
At least.
I know. I'm like, man, I need to be more eccentric.
Right.
I'm just not eccentric enough.
Yeah, I need at least 3 rats.
Ugh. Quote, I could hear them gnawing, said Middletown Police Patrolman Kathy Jones. Ooh, it's a lady. who entered the home after Lila McClure was taken to Atrium Medical Center Monday. The ammonia smell was so strong, it was actually burning my nose and around my mouth.
Wow.
I've been in houses like that, too.
I've been around meth houses that are like
that. Well, I'm just saying, places I deliver to, like, there's so many animals there. Like, I've never been around that. And it just stinks.
Just smell it?
God. Oh, like,
smells like piss?
It hits you. Like, I walk like, out of there holding my face,
buzz.
Like, God, did I just get hit? And then you pass out, and you're like, whoa.
You were just cheesing.
And then you wake up missing a kidney and shit, and your asshole fucking
Is that
hurts.
What cheesing
Anybody
is, really?
Anybody else experience that? That's fucked up.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
I think you're
actually
alone on that.
Jones saw numerous rats, including one that was walking around in a black and white tuxedo. He had a name tag, said Mickey. Oh, wait, that's a mouse. Never mind. Including one that was half decomposed. You know what his name was?
Hmm.
Dinner. Come on.
No.
No? All right. I said McClure had surrounded her bed with packages of decon rat poison. Quote, I'll write this down. It was like a fortress of decon.
A fortress.
Oh my God,
man,
dude.
That's one's wow.
You know it's time to go find another fucking place to live when you have to surround yourself with rat poison before
right.
you go to bed, because if you don't, you'll wake up with rats chewing on your face. And that sucks. The Middletown Health Department declared the home uninhabitable and really fucking disgusting, and Adult Protective Services is working hard to find McClure a new shelter, according to the police report. But then police were quoted as saying, hey, if she's so fucking intelligent, she can find her own place to fucking live, bitch. McClure, 73, battled the Warren County Combined Health District for years before she sold her home in Lebanon and moved to Middletown. The daughter of past Warren County Commissioners McClure, she's related to county commissioners and shit.
Oh.
That's why they're all like, well, she was intelligent and eccentric because
right.
the county commissioner is sitting there and he's like, my daughter, that's my daughter. And they're like, if we say anything bad about her,
right.
holy shit,
oh,
you know,
God,
we're
you're
effed.
In some trouble.
Her problems in Middletown go back at least 2005 when a neighbor went to police with concerns about.
Really?
You're fucking grounded. What are you doing? You're knocking shit over. Oh my God. We have found our deuce. I think we got it. Oh my goodness. The officers notified the state health department and protective services. They said she reeked of urine and was swarming with roaches. After years of trying to gain entrance to Lila McClure's home on Grand Avenue, police and health officials and neighbors finally got their open door. What? Like, you have to wait until she's like, oh, okay, now I need help. Like, no. You kick the fucking door down, you shoot her in the face, you throw a bunch of strychnine on the ground, and you
right.
let nature take its course.
It's done.
Or you shoot her in the face, you let the rats eat her, and then you fucking
or she'll
firebomb.
Just decompose, you know.
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah.
What they found inside the elderly woman's blah, 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 rented home was horrifying and heartbreaking for the neighbors who've been calling the Middletown Health Department. If I had only known, said Hauser. You know what? Whatever.
Are
it
you
took
done?
3 years, but gee whiz, it finally happened. I hear that shit.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's it for that story. Let's do a little police blotter and we'll get the fuck out of here. Police blotter. Right here. This, if you guys are new to the show, this is a little something we do every Wednesday, so you guys can see the kind of people we actually have to live with. You know, we always read fucked up news stories about people in other places doing fucked up shit, but hey, it happens here too. 5:19 a.m. Music was blaring from a parked car. The owner of the car wound up in jail charged with his... How many DUIs? How many do you think?
Fifth?
You say fifth? How many?
12.
Thank you for yelling. How many? It was his fourth DUI. If you said fourth,
so
give yourself
close.
A fucking touch your genitals or something.
I will do anyways.
Okay. Four DUIs after the first one. You're dead.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't,
haven't you learned
we
after
don't
that?
Need you in this valley at all. At all.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Yes,
if you
please.
Knew if you drove drunk, you would get shot in the head, would you ever drive drunk?
No, that's the same thing. If you knew that littering would get you killed, would you fucking throw that piece
Never.
Of trash?
You
no.
would risk
it. Well, it depends on how far you had to drive.
That's what I'm saying. After a fucking, like, people are dumb, so obviously it takes them longer to catch on
right.
to things.
Are those people, the thing is, the people who are dumb and like, duh. Do it anyway, I won't get caught.
Then
they'll
I
be
come up behind him
dead.
And boom, you're dead.
Exactly, and then that's a good thing because they're retarded.
But what I'm saying is, probably after like a year or two, everyone that is going to be doing shit like that will have been killed. The rest of the people will know that if I do some fucked up shit, like interrupt a fucking internet radio show or
right.
something like that, you will get killed.
Right.
And they will stop doing that, and this world will be perfect. Why don't we just do that?
We should.
All right.
Really. 11:01 a.m. Someone stole a sign on Electric Avenue in Big Fork.
Boom, you're dead. Two less people. 12:50 p.m. A 17-year-old boy was threatening his girlfriend and her family. Now, this is awesome because that was, remember on Monday's show, I was telling you a story about my friend Tim. The girl's name is Whitney. He wanted me to call her Clitney for some reason. I don't know. That's totally not what he told us happened. And I don't know. I'd probably believe him before I would believe Clitney and shit. But did anything assault-like happen? The cops got called because her mom was recording phone conversations.
Right.
And the girl was 15 and lied and told him she was 18. So there was no assault or anything. Was that from him saying, no, I didn't fuck her? And the cops being like, well, you can fucking get arrested for saying fuck. And like,
he did?
Maybe he did. I haven't talked to him. No, I talked to him just yesterday. He's fine. All right. That's awesome that one of our friends made the blotter.
That's the first time that's happened.
Since we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
I wish I still had. Back in the day, we used to save all the newspaper clippings of the shit we do.
Really?
All the lawn jobs we pulled and all the fucking just dumb shit we would do. Riding mountain bikes.
You're like, yes,
street,
we'll save
naked,
the blotters we get in.
Sitting on the porch naked, just drinking, watching cars go by and shit. It's fucking never.
Just getting the fucking police blotter.
I wish. All right, next one.
Wow. Let's see. 1:39 p.m. An employee at an Evergreen box store followed around two boys he thought were suspicious. Or they thought
these
was cute.
These two boys. Yeah, right?
Right.
Like, hey, they're cute. I mean, suspicious.
Right.
These two boys probably called in and they're like, dude, there's a suspicious looking guy following us around.
Exactly.
Like, that's weird. And I didn't know we had a box store.
Like
what do you
that's
sell?
Like Walmart.
Boxes?
No,
really?
Like Walmart is a box store.
What? Walmart doesn't sell boxes.
Never mind.
What? No,
never
a box store.
Never fucking mind.
They call it a liquor store because they sell liquor. You call it a box store because they sell dildos? No, because they sell boxes.
The dildos come in boxes.
Mm.
A box store. You sell. Something.
You're going home in a box. You keep this up.
Dude, you're a fucking idiot.
3:22 p.m. A Martin City caller thinks, he's not sure, but he thinks the driver of a black Dodge truck is spying in the area. Spies like us. No big deal.
Yeah.
If you saw a black Dodge truck parked outside right now, would you think they were spying on us?
Probably not.
No. I'd be like, dude, that's like, my neighbor's truck.
Right. It's He's some always guy there. Hanging out. Whatever.
Right? Now, when you start seeing holes in the floor and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's
like
weird.
Eyes poking. Yeah, okay.
Cameras.
Now you're spying.
Yeah.
Cameras set up.
Yeah, go easy on it. 3:42 p.m. There was a drunken transient on a bike.
Of course there was. And you know where he got the bike from? He stole it.
Of course.
4 p.m. A boat was overheating in the middle of Hackaday Bay. I didn't know boats could overheat.
Right, it's in the water.
Like, cars don't overheat because they have a radiator. You know what's in the radiator? Water.
Yeah.
You know what a boat sits in? Water.
Exactly.
Wow. Let's see, 4:34 p.m.
You just read one.
What?
That's
I'm reading another one.
Why are you reading another one? Go back and forth.
I'm out of turn.
4:34 p.m. Authorities put out a toaster fire.
Well, thank fucking God.
I know. That could have been bad.
How do you think this fire got started?
Making toast?
Electrical? He knows a little bit something about electrical. Or making it look like electrical, huh? I'm thinking that they couldn't find a lighter. They're meth heads. So rather than just take a trip to the fucking store and buying another one.
They probably didn't have any money.
They're like, okay, we can either... What do we have that's electrical? They're like, the toast... Have you
or
ever...
That gets hot.
I used to light cigarettes with a toaster before. Like,
really?
If you don't have lighters, yeah. We've all done it, if you guys smoke. Now, I've never started the toaster on fire from it. I'm not like, man, this cigarette won't get lit. I better put some
That dude
fucking...
totally just ran into the fucking wall.
Great. I'm going to put some lighter fluid in the toaster so we get the cigarette going,
right.
You know? Right. Is it my turn now?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank God. 4:41 p.m., someone's ex was breaking stuff.
Imagine that.
You know, that's what you get. That's all I'm saying.
That'll happen.
That will happen.
You have a constant reminder.
I know, right? You wonder why. Never mind.
Oh, wow.
You know.
4:43 p.m., an outhouse on a construction site was damaged.
That's awesome. Damaged with shit.
Right.
5:53 p.m. Gunshots were heard near a Hungry Horse grade school.
Wow.
Cops showed up. It was just target practice. No big deal.
Yeah. The grade school, right?
Yeah. It was the kids school. During gun class.
7:01 p.m. A woman received an offer on the phone that she didn't apply for.
7:02 p.m. A woman received an offer on the phone that she couldn't refuse. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. What do you think this offer was?
Some telemarketer offering some stupid shit, I'm
really?
Sure.
Really? I'm thinking sexual.
I doubt it.
She got an offer to have her Mency blood used on the next episode
right.
of The Jam Hole. Email info at thejamhole.com.
No, it was offer to buy the cups that they insert into the vaginas to collect the Mency blood.
If you're a Mency blood painter, I want a picture framed preferably so I don't get your blood everywhere. Unless you're hot, then I'll take a picture of that too. But I want a picture that says The Jam Hole and then the logo, the little fucking hole with the thing getting about to get jammed,
in it, right.
And yeah, send that to info@thejamhole.com, please. Or if you live in the valley, I will make it myself. Just send me your blood.
Thank you.
Is that weird?
That's kind of weird. I'm glad it's you.
You can send it to
it.
Braden's house.
Negative.
Or my mom's house.
Send it to your mom's.
The address
for
is.
Sure.
Yeah, you wish. okay. My turn. 7:52 p.m. A 60-year-old woman was taken to the hospital after she fell. Hey, we have transcripts of the call. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, you be 911. I'll be the lady.
Hello, this is 911. How can I help you?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Wow.
Oh, fun. She just tried to get up and her legs just disintegrated because that's what happens when you get old.
Right.
See,
dude, just both
start
of her
smoking
legs broke.
Cigarettes, man. If you don't want to get old, smoke cigarettes.
Just get cancer and chew also.
Well,
you'll get that's three different kinds of cancer you could get.
But it might go the other way and they might just amputate part of your face and then
you'll
live, but
right.
you'll be all fucked up. So,
right. That sucks.
You can't do that.
That's not cool.
That's why you smoke.
Okay.
It's like, what are you going to do, take my lung?
Right.
No. What are you going to do, put a hole in my throat? I'll smoke through that. I dare you. Do it. Bring me the knife. I'll fucking do it for you.
9:08 p.m. A man in Hungry Horse with thought to be selling pot.
He was thought to be selling pot.
Right. They thought he was selling pot.
They got up
I'm
there.
I'm sorry, folks. It was only crystal. No big deal.
Right. It's okay. It's just
meth. It's Hungry Horse. Yeah.
And he just no did deal. It once, so right. It's cool.
Just once.
They got up there, and he's like, all right, you give me the money, and I'm going to go get it. And they're like, no. You're not selling pot. You're just ripping people off. Right. Fuck that. 9:08 p.m. A man, almost. 10:30. The show's over. 10:38 p.m. A man found lying in a ditch had crashed his ATV into a house. I bet it was the same dude that crashed his car into the office where his wife worked.
I think he. You remember I don't know. That he story? Had a heart attack, though.
Oh,
you think he's alive?
Well, what do you think happened here? You don't just. Oh, he this looks like attack. A good place to crash.
Right. I'm just going to stop inside
Man,
this house.
I'm really glad I took the brakes off of this thing. It goes so much faster. Oh, fuck.
I use this house to stop me.
All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here? Anything else in the chat worth reading? Apollo says, God, every fag on earth loves her. I don't know who you're talking about. Oh, Cher. Sorry. I should read up before I read the last thing.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, that's about it. As usual, you guys, anything you ever want to say to us, you can click on the show notes of the show or email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our fucking website. Don't vote for us on Podcast Alley anymore. I don't want to see any more votes.
Never.
Never.
Don't
at all.
You
if
know,
I see,
we might take us off Podcast Alley completely.
If I see one more vote for us on Podcast Alley, this show is done.
No more.
No, that's it. And to make sure that this show will be done and never come back, I will kill Braden and myself. No more votes.
As long as I don't have to do it. You kill
I'll
me,
fucking
kill
do
yourself.
It. Don't
All right.
worry.
That's cool, man.
I got a whole notebook about, it's like a flip book.
Yeah.
It's like little stick figure me going, getting the knife, you sitting on
no,
there
why
typing
did, why
on the
a knife?
Computer.
Can't you just use your gun?
No.
Please.
I want to enjoy it because then I'm going to paint the suicide note in blood on the window.
Well, I don't know. If you shoot me, I'll bleed a lot. Trust right. me.
But what you can still do if you want is subscribe with iTunes and leave us a nice review because that will get us higher on the iTunes rankings, the ones we actually care about.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Podcast
We only have
Sally.
Six of.
That's right. And yeah, that's it. We'll talk to you guys Friday, 7 p.m. live show. Bye.
Later.
Yourself. Don't worry about it, you look fine. How'd you get your hair so tight? You can't get laid, you might as well fight. It's February and you got a tan. I gotta hand it to you, man. You're the bull of the ball. You try to stand tall, thinking you can take them all. Sorry about your penis. Sorry about your penis. Sorry about your penis. Got you looking at yourself. I bet you got overhead cams, personalized plates and all. Your truck is probably 20 feet tall. I bet you say dude a lot. I bet you don't do it at all. And all this anger's building up. You might as well fuck a guy up. Sorry about your penis. Sorry about your penis. Sorry about your penis. This anger's building up. You might as well fuck a guy.